Vayter and Shas, we are in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yudal, picking it up by the second line. We're discussing an idea of being misad there for a Baal Chov. That is, let's say you owe me money and you can't pay me, so therefore you leave a mashkin by me, a collateral. And now what happens is eventually we go ahead and we're going to sell that mashkin to be able to pay off, you know, what you owe me. Do we leave over a little bit to be able that you should have something? So let's say you had a very expensive coat, we sell that, and then I give you a less expensive coat and keep the money, or do we not do that? Leaving over your basic necessities. And that's a machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Tanakama says you do, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you don't. We said yesterday we learned that holdin from Erechin, that is if somebody pledges to the Beis Hamikdash the value of somebody and he's not able to afford it and the kohen comes to collect it, and what do? We're misader for him, meaning to say that we allow him to pay what he's able to, imach if he's poor, and then the rest, you know, you leave for him to be able to survive. Now, we had left off by discussing that the Abraisa that says that we we are misader for him, and we already know, right, the Machlokas Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel on the Mishnah, we want to know over here, what's going to be the halacha? Yibay lehu, ma'ashi yisadar b'alchov. What is the din of being misadar b'alchov? Mi gamar, micha me'erichin. Do we learn out the word mach of poor, being poverty stricken? And mi du gezer shava from erichin? Olo, or we don't. Rashi points out that what does it say? Micha, gabe love umalvek. What does it say by lending and borrowing? It says when your brother is poverty stricken, is poor. Umate yado imach v'gabe erichin siv v'imachu me'erkecha. So we say it by erichin. So do we do the gzeir shav or not? Toshima. Let's try to bring a raya. The Shalach Rovin Bigarta, he sent letters and Dover Zeshalti L'Chobutsai. I asked this to my teachers. Volumely, Dover didn't answer me about it. Baram, Kachoy, Sashela. There was a question that was similar. Ashes of Alkain Nishala Sheila Achas. So he's Majish, Minoye Shlomo Shein Mesadr. We can learn from it that you're not Mesadr from him. You learn that we don't make this assessment for a borrower when you collect from him. Homer Alai Mana Libetikbai. So a person says, Hare Alai Mada, it is upon me a mana to be the Betikbai. He didn't say Erchen, like he said the value of this, but he just says a mana goes to it. So I'm getting Maushi Sadu. What does it do when you do when you want to be doing Masada? Rashi says, Kishaboy Lamashkino, when we come to be Mamashkin him, what's the din? Rabbi Yaakov Mashid the Bar Pada, Rabbi Yirmi Mishmei the Ilfa Armilibo said, Kalvachomer Mibalchov, we learn a Kalvachomer from a borrower. Uma Balchov, just like the kids of Balchov, Shemachzirin. Well, what do you do? We give back to him his pajamas when he needs it. Ain Misadrin. However, we don't Misadrin for him when you collect the payment from him. That means to say, if the lender has his pajamas, right, that belongs to the borrower, he has to return it to him whenever he needs it. But at the end of 30 days, there's an amount of time, you know, you have to go and pay back, then the court can go and sell it without being misad, without working out the value, whether or not he needs it for his living or not. And from here, we see clearly that they go according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you're not misad there. Hektish ain't machzirin. So when it comes to the din of hektish, where you're not going to be machzir, you don't have to return the thing that belongs to him when he needs it, then in Udin Shein Masadin, of course we're not going to be Masadr. And from here we see clearly that we see that you're not Masadr for a Balchov. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan argues over there in that whole discussion. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nedib Erech, it says in the Pasuk that a vow regarding an Erech valuation. Now, the fact that we put these two things together, neder be'ercha, ma arachin misadrin, just like arachin, we go ahead, if we're a poor person, we go and we're misadr. Av hekdish misadrin, so to be hekdish also, you would be misadr. Ve'idach, and what about the other opinion? Hahu lanidon b'chvod hudasa. No, that idea of arachin to hekdish, that when it uses the lashon of neder be'ercha, and now you want to compare it to hekdish, that's coming to go ahead and to judge according to its how it's covered. All right, this is talking about a particular limb. Ma, what's the din? And we'll explain it. Ma erichin nidon bechvodo. Av hektish nidon bechvodo. Just like by erichin, you're nidon bechvodo. You judge and evaluate according to its honor. That's just ha'aver nidon. The aver, the limb, is nidon lefi kvodo. Shimon ha'shama tuliyabo no sentimekulo. That even the neshama is tuliyabo. A person makes a thing that I'm going to give. He's going to give his heart or his brain. I said something. The neshama is tuliyabo. They have to give the entire value of it. So too, the hektish is neither mechvodo. We do the same type of din. somebody makes the thing, I'm going to give the value of my hand. He has to give the value of his hand. How much would it be worth with a hand without a hand? Whatever the value is. Somebody's giving the value of his heart, then he's giving the value of the entirety of it. And then we say the same thing also with Hekdesh as well. If someone says, I'm going to give it, you know, the value of the thing to Hekdesh, then, right, as opposed to the first case with the Erichin, right, that's what we would do. So with Hekdesh also, we do the same din over here. Visadru bebalcho, says the Gemara. Okay, but hold on. First Mandarmer says we're not Masader, but why don't we say we should be Masader? Visadu Bachov, we should, Rashi says Gemara Kaparichla, as the Gemara is asking. Kavachom Erichin, there's Kavachom from Erichin. Uma Erichin, Shein Machzirin, by Erichin, we don't have to return his, what he, oh, you know, his mashkin, to the person who's poor. That is, that if the Beis HaMikdash takes something to make sure that the Erich vow is going to be paid off. You don't have to go and return it whenever he goes in and needs it. You don't have to give him back his pajamas. However, when you go and you collect from the poor, the collecting payment from him, the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, the Heliga, holy temple, has to go and evaluate what he needs, like we learned. So, Mesadrin, so my Erich and Shein Machzirin, Mesadrin, we're not Machzir, don't give it to him, but we're Mesadrin, then Balchov, Shem Machzirin, by Balchov, or we are Machzir, we don't return it, didn't Shem Mesadrin? Of course we're going to Mesadrin, we didn't do with that. And for the Gemara, Amar Kra, though, when the Torah speaks of the idea of being Mesader, of working this out for a poor person who made this Erech, it says, Ve'im machu me'erkecha, if he's too poor from the Erech, who velo balchov? What does it mean? Who? We're being specific, him and not a balchov. So we can't go and make a kavachomer from this. Ve'idach. We are going to the world of Shimon Gamliel. What about this according to the Tanakama, right? Who says that we are Mesader for this borrower, the poor borrower. So what's he going to do with that? V'idach, hi, ad she, what he's going to do with it says, v'imach, who? What's he going to do with the word who? Hi, ad she, hey, b'machuso, mitchiloso, v'ad sofo. He had to be poor from beginning to end when he made his neder, the Erech neder, until the very end when he's paying. But if he became wealthy before the coin came along and he worked it out and he was assessing him, then he has to pay the full amount, even though at the time that he made this Erech neder, he was poor. Okay, v'yachziru behektish. In fact, the Gemara. We tried to make a kavachomer in a certain direction. It didn't go. We just knocked it off. So then let's flip the kavachomer the other way and teach us that there's a chiyuv to give back a mashkun that's taken for an erich vow. V'yachzir behektish. Let it be that they return it in the case of hektish. Kavachomer balchov. Uma balchov she'ein mesadrin. We're not mesadrin for him when you go to sell stuff. Machzirin, but you still have to give it back to his pajamas every time he needs it. Hektish and mesadrin. We are mesadrin when it comes to hektish. And odin she'machzirin. Of course, he has to give him back his pajamas then when he needs it. And for the Gemara, Amarkov, Shachov, Besal Moso, Uve Rachecha. The pasuk says, when you have to give it back, that he'll sleep in his garment and he'll bless you. Yatze hektish she'ein tzarech bracha. This is excluding hektish, which doesn't need any bracha. Because in that case, who's the balchov, so to speak? It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He'll be okay. He doesn't need that. Velo really doesn't need it. Vaksiv v'chalta v'zata v'irachta. Right? It says that he'll eat and be saver and bless. Right? So we see that, yeah, it's a good thing even to give a bracha even to the Eibishter. Amar lach ela, amar kra, ulachate et staka. It says that it'll be like it's staka for you. It's telling us that to return it is misha tzarek staka, someone who needs tzedaka. Yatsa hektish shein tzarek staka, excluding hektish, which does not need tzedakah, because Boko doesn't need that. Okay, story time. Ashkechei, Rabba Baravu Eliyahu. He came across Eliyahu and Navi. The Kaiba Besa Kvarosh of the Chavim, he was standing in a cemetery of Goyim. Armalei says to him, Malshi said to Balchov, what is the din in reference to being Mesader for Balchov, right, to assessing for Balchov? Armalei, Gomer Micha Micha Merichin. He said, we learn out Xerah Shava, Micha Micha from Erichin. Gabi Erichin, Gseyev, it says, by Erichin, by the value pledge, Ve'im Machu Merichcha, if he's too poor to go and to pay it, and that's the Lashon he uses. And Gabi Balchov, Gseyev, it says, V'chi Yamachachicha, when your brother is too poor, when he becomes impoverished. Beep turn, the page. Kuf Yad Alam Beis. So you see that you do learn one from the other. Next. I mean, Ayla Aram Shal Yitram. Where do we know that a Aram, someone who's not dressed, shouldn't take off Truma? Right? This is not, it's not the right thing, right? Shouldn't be getting doing that. Right? Truma, we know we take off. And we know that the Mishnah Truma says you can't do it taking off. So you're saying, why is that? So he says back, you shouldn't see in you a ervas davar, a shameful thing. You're saying that a person shouldn't be undressed when saying Shem Hashem. You're going to say a bracha over there, what's going on over there? So you shouldn't do that. Amalei says, I'm laugh coiner. He says, 1 second, let me ask you a question. Are you a coin? You're standing in a cemetery. She says, the Ikel Mandar Medeliyahu Pinchas, the Chsiv Bey, Kano Kanisi, Vechem Pinchas, Bekino as Kenasi. Use the same Lashonos, and we say that really Eliyahu Navi and Pinchas are the same person. We know Pinchas is a coin. So aren't you a coin? My time at Kabar, but basic first, why are you staying in a cemetery? Quantum, not living in the cemetery. Amalei, Lomasti Mar Tyrus. Didn't you learn Tyrus? We know Zman Nakat, the Zroi, Moi, Nashim, Zigan Kutram Tyrus, all this Dorim, Shisha Zdorim. Didn't you learn Tyrus? And what does it say? The Tanya, it says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Bayachai says, Kevreim Shalvi Chov, Eim Tamin. The care of a guy is not Mechame. Rashi says, the Gabi Ol, Ksiv Adam, Adam Ki Yomis Boel. Right? And we know, says the Gemara, Shenar Vatin, Soni, Soni Marisi, Son Marisi, Adam Atem, Pasuk Yecheskel, you my sheep, the sheep I pasture, you are Adam. And we know, Atem Kurim Adam, you're called Adam, Veino Vdikchom Kurim Adam. Non Jews are not considered Adam, and therefore you're not mitame. Only Adam ki yomis ba'ol kol ba'ol is going to be tame, not you. So Amar Lei, then he says to him, Ba'ar ba'ol lo matzino. Well, you're asking me a taina, did I learn Tyrus? I wasn't even to do 4 of them. You know, a b'shisa matzino. You think I'm going to be able to do all 6 of them? Rashi explains what he's saying is that Begir said the arbas darim can go in moed yeshuas nashim shei nogos bisman azeh. So he said, listen, I learned Moed, I learned Nashim, I learned Nezikin. These stuff apply, and I learned Kachem because these things also apply that anyone who goes ahead and they say they learn out these inyanim as if they go and they actually did it. But Tyrus and Zroim, these are things that I found out said so I don't really know well. Amalei, so the other says to him, Vamai, what do you mean? Why don't you learn all 6? Classic Mashkiach Musar. What do you mean? Why can't you do all 6? Why aren't you learning them? She says back, she says, well, it was Amalei, the Chikali Milsa, because it's really hard for me. And what does that mean, the Chikali Milsa? It means that I have a problem financially. I don't have enough cash. Davri Vaile Le Gan Eden. So he took him up and he brought him to Gan Eden. Amalei says to him, Pshot Glimach, take off your gleaming, take off your coat. Safish Kol Mahani Tarfe, and collect some of the leaves that are over here. Rashi says, Lakut, Safi is Lakut to collect, Tarfi is Olin, the leaves, and Safi is Shakal, so he went ahead, he took some of the leaves, and Kihava Nafik, when he was leaving Gan Eden, Shama Dekami, he heard it saying, Man ka'achil alme kiraba bar avua, who is eating of his Olam Abba, like Rabba Bar Avua. Basically understood now that he's using up his Schar and Olam Abba, and he's, whoa, Nafish Shadinu, and he's like, oh, I don't want that, so he, Rashi reports out, Ashkusht Belazi, like, he flung it out from his thing, and he threw it down, Afilahachi Asil Leglime. Even so, when he came back with his coat, Sachet Glime Recha, it had the smell of Olam Haba. Rashi says, Nisrak Reach Mituch Olin, Nituch Talis, the Kota Talis is Reach. The Talis absorbed the smell of it. Zabne B'Chase Alfred, it was such an incredible smell, he's able to sell it for 12,000 dinar. Palginu Lichas Novose, and he gave it out to his sons-in-law. Back to our sugya, Tanu Rabbanan, V'im Ish Anihu, Lo Siska Bavoto. It says that if he's a poor man, you shall not lie down with his security, meaning to say you give back his pajamas, his pillow. Ha Asher Shachiv, what does that sound like? That's like that if he's rich, then yeah, you can hold on to it. You don't have to go and give it back. My comment, what in the world's going on? How is he able to hold on to it even if he's a rich guy? Means to say, V'im ish anihu, if he's poor, lo siskof avoto es lecha. Don't go out and lie down while you have his mashkon, his thing that's with you. If it's something that he has to go and he has to use. Ha, Ashi, but if he's rich, and Shchiv Avot Asla, you could hold it with you because there's no reason to return it. He doesn't actually need it. You return it if he actually needs it. If he doesn't actually need it, so then you don't return it. Tani Rabbah, if I go and I lend money to you, I'm not allowed to go ahead and take a mashkin for you. Remember, we saw this back in Kufiyat Gemma. You can just go and take it. And I'm not going to have to go and give it back to you. And
He's over all these Isurim.
Whoops, just recognizing Rashi first, let's take it one step back. Says what the Gemara was talking about before, when it says, I can't go and I have to give it to the poor person if he needs it, but the rich person not. It sounds like it's saying I'm allowed to use the rich person's thing, but I can't use the rich person's thing. That's going to be considered ribbis if I go and I use it. So the Gemara says, no, all it means is in reference to returning it or not returning it. Okay, back to what we were just saying. We have these three statements that seem not to work together. Talking about a mavas chavir, if I go to lend money to you, I can't take a maskin from you. And ve'enu chayev lachzir, I don't know if you give it back to you, over chosham, salam, over and all these things. My comment, what in the world is going on here? Our Rav Sheshes, we can see two pshatim. Rav Sheshes says, this is what it means to say. Ha mavas chavir, if I lend you money, enu reshay lemashkinom, ve'im mishkinom, I'm not allowed to go and walk into your house and go and take it from you. Ve'im mishkinom, if I did, then chayev lachzir, I'm going to have to give it back to you when you need it. At night or during the day, that's going on a safe on the last part. That if I don't return it to you, then I'm going to be over all the Yisurim that it says that I have to actually be returning it to. Rava Amar Hachkarbis means to say, I'm Avas Chavir, if I go to lend money to you, I can't take a maskin from you, force it from you, but if I did that, if you gave me a maskin, I have to return it to you. But for a moment, what is that talking about? Shemishkinu shalubish ha-salvaso. This means that the mashkin happened not at the time of the actual hava. If a mishkinu ha-salvaso, in a chayv lachzir lo, I don't have to return it to you. Vover below, b'chol shem ha-salalu. When it says that, I already said it's going on the resha on the first part, that if it's taken at the time of the loan. However, is that the resha is the beginning of the brisa, the case of where a lender, meaning me, who I got a mashkin after the loan happened, then I have to go give it back to you, et cetera, and all those things. But if it happened at the time of the loan, I don't have to go and give it back to you. I'm not going to be over any Yisurim. Tani Rav Shizvi Kamei Derava Ad Bo Hashemesh Teshiven Lo. The Pasuk says, until the sun goes down, you shall return to him. Zuksus Lailis is talking about a pajama. Hashiv Tashiv Lo Esavot Kabo Hashemesh. You shall return it to him, this thing, at the as the sun goes down. Zuksus Yom. This is talking about Ksus Yom. What does that even mean? Amale. The Amama Balelia Lamali. The Lelia Be Amama Lamali. Why is it that you need the day garment at night, like I'm giving to my night, and the night garment during the day, I'm giving during the day? How does that make any sense? Amalei says to him, it's me up. What do you want him to do? You want to delete it? So Rabbi says, no, Amalei, lo. Hachim, as he means to say, ad bo Hashemesh teshivenu lo. When the pasuk says, until the sun goes down, you shall return it to him. Zuk sus yom. This is talking about the ksus yom. Shenita lachma lalaila, which is be able to be taken at night. You take it at night to return it to him during the day. Hashiv toshiv lo asavot b'ho Hashemesh. The pasuk says, you shall return the mashkin to him. As the sun goes down, zuk sus lalaila. It's talking about the night garments, shenita lechavol yom, which is something that can be taken during the day. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say mishkin, or let's say I go ahead and I take a mashkin from you. I lend you money, I take a mashkin from you. And then you need it, so I give it to you in the nighttime for your pajamas. So Mason, then the guy dies. Shom to me al gabi banav. I can go and take that thing back. I says, malva me al gabi banav from the kids. Ve'in nasa, it's low. Kishar metatlin shom. It doesn't become like metatlin to lo mishtabde l'vachov to give the mashkin to Kanye. Like you think, like, oh, it's already, it's we know that the din is that you can't take metatlin from the some over here. Not true, because the lo mishtav lebachov, you don't give a bitum. They gave him the mashkin to Kanye, because since he was given the mashkin, he was koneh. So now, frak the Gemara, mei sevei v'chimi achar shem mashkinin lo machzirin, once I gave it as a mashkin, why would I go ahead and return it to the guy when it comes to nighttime? Says the Gemara, lo machzirin, achman amade, the Torah says to return it. What are you talking about? Ella, no, here was the question. This is asking like a fundamental question. If I lend you $1,000 and then you give me a mashkin in order to make sure you pay me back and I give it to you every single night, then like, what am I gaining over here? Like, what's the point of the mashkin? And since I have to go out to return it whenever you need it, beep, turn the page. Kuftas vav. Lama chosen a mashkin. And why did I go back and then take it again? Right? I'm only going to have to give it back to him the next day anyway. It's like back and forth and back and forth. So like, what gain, what benefit is it in this case? Why would I go and give it? Why would I come and take it back in the morning if I'm just going to have to give it back to you at night? That's really the question here. If you owe me money and then Shemitah comes around, then it's Meshamet the loan. You don't have to pay me anymore. But if I'm holding something as a mashkin in my hands, then you still have to pay me. Says Rashi, they'll have a mashkin be yado, v'amalva l'mashkon, and a Meshamet, it's not Meshamet. Says the Gemara, shalotei shvius mishtamato, v'lo yase metaltalin, it's a banav, so it shouldn't become metaltalin. Rashi says, shalot yomus, Be'od amashkan muchsar lo, v'heir metaltlin is above that it shouldn't be, that it ends up being metaltlin in the hands of the children. If I don't retake the mashkan, I'm going to lose out if the borrower ends up dying while he has it. Because then what happens is a mashkan is considered metaltlin in the hands of the sons, and I can't get it back. And therefore, it makes sense for me to actually hold on to it as much as I can, so that if he dies, I can go on, I can continue holding on to it. Metaima dehadar umashkan. Now, the Gemara explains the question to Rav Yochanan. According to this, time in the hadar mashkan, the reason that I, the lender, can go and take it back, can take this mashkan as payment if he dies, is because I went back and I got it from the guy who had it when he was done with it. So since I'm now holding it after the guy dies, I can keep it as my payment. But had I not gone ahead, that means to say that if I didn't give it, I got it back, then lo, that I'm not able to go out and get payment from the Yisomim. But that goes against Rav Yochanan, who said that a lender can take the mashkan of a dead person as payment even from the Arshim. Amar Vada Bar Masta, V'laf Terutzikom Atayetzlei. Or didn't we already have to fix up to be able to answer and explain it? Taratachi, so let's go fix it in his files. V'chim Yachashim Echzirin. Since you have to return it whenever he needs it, lama mashkan meikar, then why is it that you go ahead and why do you take it in the first place? That's like we asked before, like, what's the point of doing this in the first place if I'm going to have to give it back? Says Gemara, shalotei shvi shvi shamato, in order that Shemitah shouldn't be mashamit alone, but there's some atatlan and sabanav, and it shouldn't be that it's by the children if he ends up dying, but the lender doesn't need to actually have physical control of this mashkan when he dies in order to go ahead and take it back as payment for a loan. Now, Tosfos points out over here something that, all right, listen, we get why it should be his to return it the first time and now he holds the rights to it and all that jazz. But now what's the reason for taking it back a second time? Just let him hold on to it. You have the rights and you get to keep it. If he ends up Shemitah, it still doesn't mishamit because you have the rights of it. And if he ends up dying with it, his son said he could still take it from him. So what's the reason of taking it back and give it back to him every night? So it's also say that if you give it back every night, then you're going to get back paid quicker because it's embarrassing for this borrower to have to every day see him and get his pajamas from every day. Therefore, he's going to try to pay it back quicker. Anyway, okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish you all a great, great day.